listening to The Pulse, URN's award-winning news show, where it's all about the news that matters to you.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. I am Phil Siss and today I'm joined in the studio with Lizzie, Gus and Becky. Where Becky's going to introduce Cressida Dick and the first female head of the Metropolitan Police.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So the Metropolitan Police Service have just made history by appointing a woman as new Metropolitan Police Commissioner. So this is the first time that a woman has held this position in 188 years of the organisation. Cressida Dick was appointed a position in February, a few weeks ago, succeeding the old Police Commissioner Sir Bernard Hogan Howe, who announced his retirement last year. Not only is she the first woman to hold the position of Metropolitan Police Commissioner, her appointment means that all three top policing positions are held by women, with the head of the National Crime Agency and the president of the National Police Chiefs Council being women. Dick was chosen for the position over candidate Sarah Thornton, who is the National Police Chiefs Council's chairwoman, Stephen Kavanagh, and Mark Rowley from Scotland Yard. This isn't the first time that she's been the first woman to be appointed to a key position. In 2009, she was the first woman to be appointed to Assistant Commissioner at the Metropolitan Police Force. She also holds the Queen Police Medal. However, Cressida Dick's appointment has made headlines for an entirely different and less positive reason. It was Ms Dick who oversaw an operation in 2005, following the 7/7 bombings that mistakenly identified Jean-Charles Dominez as a terrorist suspect, which culminated with him being shot for crimes that he didn't commit. Although a jury found that Ms Dick had no personal culpability, the family of Dominez, amongst others, have spoken out against her appointment, saying that her appointment is an insult and offensive to Dominez's memory. Nevertheless, Ms Dick has been credited by key politicians such as Theresa May and Sadiq Khan as the best possible person for the job. Do we think her experience in the sector is enough to get her the job in light of her past mistakes? I mean, Phil, I understand you're not a fan.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of Cressida Dick because, you know, it's great that the Met is showing its inclusivity and it's giving elite positions to women, and figures have actually recently shown that more ethnic minorities are now in the police force, so that's a great move. But it's quite a controversial appointment, and I understand there were other women on the list to be chosen as possible candidates, and she's slightly tainted by quite a lot of communities in London by this whole Charles de Menezes. This guy was, I believe, a Brazilian electrician, innocent of all crime, tracked by the Metropolitan Police. And if you look at the footage, he looks back at six armed police officers in mufti, so not in uniform, chasing him down an escalator. He then hops on the tube and then is shot while he's sitting in front of everyone. I just don't understand why you'd risk that sort of controversy with such a public figure. Bernard Hogan Howe, when he first came in, he was quite controversial also. I think every police commissioner will be controversial because it's such a big role. But Bernard Hogan Howe was criticised for being, using sometimes aggressive tactics in his previous districts. But I think this is worse because the family are still up in arms. There still hasn't been a public inquiry. And I think it's sort of unwise of her to take this decision, to take this position, because it will taint her career even further. I'm a bit shocked by the Metropolitan Police, quite frankly.
And what you said about other women being in contention to the role, they actually had a lot of experience as well. As I formerly mentioned, it was Sarah Thornton, so she's the National Police Chiefs Council's chairwoman, so it isn't exactly like she has no experience in this sector. So does anybody have any clue why they would choose such a controversial figure over?
Well, I think in a way, if you see her career, Dick has been climbing up the food chain, right, in the Metropolitan Police. Right, like a year after after this incident that was already like a scandal, she was promoted to Deputy Assistant Commissioner. So, for Specialist Operations, which is a special unit in the police. But, she's been... After that, she was promoted again. This incident, it's like it never happened. And as an employer, what you're telling the force is, look, we tolerate this kind of abuse. It was an honest mistake. I don't think that you should hold it to somebody when they make a mistake throughout their career, right? But in this case, it seems to be like they're giving signals of what the police force should work on, like what would be the next steps, right?
Yeah, you hit on a subject there which one of our listeners has also seen. Please put your names on all your comments because they are good and we would like to give you credit. And again, if you want to get in contact with us, it's 07903 545 252, or get us online on www.urn1350.net. So here we go. She led an operation that killed an innocent man and Mehmet makes her commissioner, tells you all you need to know about their priorities. Is our listener correct?
I agree with her, but I just want to point out something before I forget that I saw like the press conference where the announcement was made, and she particularly mentioned like, yeah, I'm very happy, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not quoting her, right, but I'm very happy to lead the police of this global city, you know, like that inclusion of the word like global city for me was like indicative of she's trying to like leave that behind her, right?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I found quite interesting, as we've sort of previously discussed, that there were other women in contention for this position. And while, you know, all candidates, I imagine, have flaws, have things they've done in their career that perhaps they're not as proud of as they could be, she does have the blood of an innocent man on her hands. And for me, that's, you know, it doesn't matter if it's one... She'd be like, you know, it's only one person, but it doesn't matter if it's one person or 10 people. Like, human life is precious, and we shouldn't be rewarded for forgetting that.
Yeah, I mean, the listener who messaged in with a very insightful comment, he also says it tells you all about their priorities. So do we think the Metropolitan Police is seen as a force for good or a force for bad in London, and what should they do to make that a better situation?
Yeah, I think and I think it's an unfortunate state of affairs, because I think actually on an individual level our police force are very impressive and a force for good as a whole. However, I believe the Metropolitan Police have an awful like PR problem. And it's because of things like this. It's because we are rewarding people for bad behaviour, effectively. And I think whilst on an individual level, I admire people who can enter the police force, on a collective level, they have an image issue that I think they need to sort out rapidly. Otherwise, they're going to further and further distance themselves from vulnerable communities in the UK.
If we step away from the negatives of Mystic being appointed to this role, what do we think about it in terms of gender equality? I mean, this is the first time that the three top positions have been held by women. We could argue that this is a step in the wrong direction, even if she is very controversial.
As I said before, I think it's quite a development that, was it the three top women in the country in policing are women? Well, wow, you know, that wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. So I think that's a good development. But unfortunately, Becky, I do think that this sort of overshadows her. I mean, especially when we're in a globalised world of terrorism now. And what does it say about her abilities to keep her cool under pressure?
I completely agree with you. I was just
I just want to jump in there, like, also another concern, and I was watching last night the BBC, it came up because they brought somebody that was actually that knew her from the police, I think, like a commentator. But another problem and another fear critics have is that she was also in charge of counterterrorism operations. So she was like, she for many years she has been within that mindset, right? And now you bring her to head the police, like what will happen to the actual you know, the actual style that the police follows, the manuals, you know, are they going to change? Are the focus going to be more towards counterterrorism, more towards like a closer, you know, police state, as you could say? Yeah. Or is she going to, you know, stick to the traditional role that the Met Police has had, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. And I sort of wish I had a response to that. Unfortunately, I came up with my response before you said it. But just coming back to Becky's point about gender equality, that I don't necessarily think this is a positive improvement, because a bad role model is not
progressive, like, especially when there were other, it wasn't like she was the only female option. It's like Milo Yiannopoulos, okay? he was gay, but that did not make him a good gay role model. And I think my opinion on Cressida Dick sort of the same, that just because she is a woman doesn't make her a good female role model.
I understand at a personal level this isn't probably a good thing for gender equality, but I see this as the Metropolitan Police Service in that terms, like taking a step in the right direction. I think it's just a shame that her entire reign as this role is going to be overshadowed by what she did, you know, 12 years ago, which was horrific.